Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Monday, October 22nd. It is the beginning of a week, and we're doing a show on depression today. And I wanted to do it because I was getting a lot of mail. And one of the people I got the mail from, one of them, their message disappeared. So I couldn't even tell them, okay, today we're doing it. But if I find them, I can send them the recording. But I need to talk about depression because Christ talked about it a lot. Because it's something that comes and goes in our life. Depression is not, and I'm going to repeat this because there's an argument on it, not permanent. Just like happiness. We're not happy all the time and high and jumping around, but we're also not depressed all the time. Yet we're medicated for it, which there's a reason for that, and I definitely believe in it. Depending when there's other issues that lay on top of depression. But just plain depression, where every day you wake up, you're down. For weight, to feel better, to do something. And then their fear of not feeling better, their fear of feeling good, of somebody helping them and then them pushing that person away eventually so that they can stay in that frame of mind was one of the hardest things I have had to learn. Once I started working with people after I saw Christ, depression is almost like a mental disability. It's like everything disengages. Well, I can't do that. I'm depressed. Well, I can't do that. I feel depressed. I can't come out of this feeling of not wanting to be able to feel my best. I don't want to. I don't know how. Other people are happy. I'm not happy. I'm not doing well. I'm not worth these things. Depression is a very scary place when we are in it. And then when we come out of it, we're like, wow, I feel so clear today. If you're feeling clear and then not clear, that's when there's other issues. But if you get down and you're just, you know, there's a situation that brought you down and you were upset, and you have to work things out in your mind. That's a temporary situation. And somehow in our hearts, we know if somebody dies, if we lose a job, if we break up from a relationship, if our life changes in a way like that, where something from the outside in, sometimes people move and they're depressed because they're in a new city, they don't know anything, they don't know anybody. That's different than feeling the kind of depression you feel like you can't get out of. And it's like almost this energy that just comes and dampens your world and you don't know how to come out of it. And you fight it and you fight yourself and you fight everybody who fights you over it or tries to help you. So you hide so that you can't hear anybody's input. Where when I even get that low, I know why, and I know it's true, and I just remind myself that I need time to heal that, to heal myself, or to feel worth something, and that when I do, I'll be okay, but in the meantime, I'm still okay, I'm aware, and I realize awareness of our emotions, because everybody, every commercial, everything you see sells happiness. If you buy this, you'll be happy. If you do that, you'll be happy. If you sit in a crowd of people, you'll be happy. And all these different images of being happy. And then depressed is like someone who just can't function with a fake face on. And if you take this medication, you're not going to feel okay. And that's all we know about depression. But what Christ said, depression is when our passion is squashed. And I know that. And the first time I heard it, I knew that was true. And I started asking myself questions. Like, my God, you know, what is it that I want to do? And honestly, the first time I asked myself, I didn't know. You're going to write books and your job is to help people. It's to bridge people's souls back to them. And I thought, who are the people? How do I meet them? Where do I go? And none of this is in my hands in one way, but it is in the other way. It is in the way of building trust in myself, in God, in life. Because we live in a life that is hard to trust. If you live alone and you don't know, go out of your way to join a group or a club of some kind. And sometimes we feel lonely, but we mistake loneliness for depression. And now I want to remind you, I'm only talking about when our feelings are depressed. I'm not talking about other issues that lay on top of it. Where we have anxieties or mood swings or mood changes or just flat out depression. When our passion is squashed, how do I teach my kids about depression? Because it's going to happen. It's going to come and it's going to go. How do I teach them about it? So when they would be down, first thing I would tell them is, the good news is, you're not going to feel this way every day. Are going to feel this way from time to time. It's one of our emotions. And we usually feel that way when we feel like we have a loss of control or we don't have an opportunity to let what lives in us live. And you're going to feel really happy some days, so happy that you're not going to know what to do with yourself. And then you're going to wake up the next day and go, wow, that took a lot of energy and that was a lot of fun, but boy, I'm really enjoying the quiet. And you set the stage for their mind, their emotional world, to understand that it is allowed different emotions. Then they're able to have different emotions. It's amazing. It works the same way when, you know, we tell them things, they're not worth it and they always make mistakes. Then they grow up and that's all that's repeated in their head because that's all they heard. But you don't want to over simplify the world and make it seem like it's always rosy, because then you haven't done them a service either. And we went through a period where, you know, in sports and in all of these things, whether you were the winner or the loser, you got a trophy, and then nobody ever felt like they lost because we didn't want anyone to have that feeling. But it's a very necessary feeling for us to grow up so that we feel like we either work hard or understand that maybe if we were the last place team, maybe it really didn't matter that much to them. Maybe they don't even like the sport. But questions to our souls when it comes to what drives your soul. What really makes you happy? This morning, I woke up. I wrote up this show on Friday or early Saturday, and I posted it on Monday morning. But when I wrote it up, I put the date of the next day, which was the 20th, which was Saturday. I didn't know I did that. I knew it was Monday morning, but when I set up the show, I set it up for Saturday. So this morning, I come to the studio, and it says, you have no show scheduled. And I'm like, how could that be? But then I knew I probably just put it up for Saturday. So instead of saying, wow, what a way to start the week. Oh, my God, now my whole week is going to fall apart. I'm so stupid. I can't believe I did that. Ah, you always do that. Instead of that self-talk, that probably would have went through my head years ago. Today I said, oh, wow, this is going to be a week of catching things. This is going to be a great week. And I started to smile because I knew what I had just done. But those were the directions I gave my brain for the week. And I have a lot to do this week. Start out running. Those were the directions I gave my brain. Situations around us that bring us down, until we solve them, are our teachers. They are not depression. Us feeling like we are not doing what's most important to our lives, our individual lives, even if it is reading a book about a topic, getting out of our heads, is why we get depressed. It's when we get in there and we don't know how to come out and we don't know why we should. And sometimes it feels easier to be there than to be in our world. We don't know why we can't come out. And for anyone who's feeling that, I beg you, don't want you to talk. Yourself. I want you to talk. We have these lives. Think of them, a life. We think of it as me. It's just me. And we downplay who we are. And we hide who we are. And we're scared to discover who we are. And we don't know if we have the support, time-wise, money-wise, one way or another. We just find and can find so many logical excuses that sound real. But deeper inside, we know that that's what we're doing. And that depresses us because it's like, hey, I want this person to have my back and I want that person to have my back. But you know what? I don't have my own back. Scary as heck. We all need a safe place within us that we know we can go to and repair. And when we feel that sense of depression to our souls, where it feels like it's clamped down and it can't breathe anymore, it's because our passion is clamped down and it can't breathe anymore. Down. No, I can't. No, after I do this. No, when I'm ready. All we've got is our passion. It is the only thing that differentiates each one of us. It's the only gateway to our gift, even if our gift is something quiet that we do alone, like woodworking or planting or gardening or music or whatever it is. A life that we chose to come here and follow. You know, I remember, you know, hearing, well, we all just have a cape and, you know, we take the cape off and we go back home and we gave all this kind of new description to what our soul is. But our soul is so deep and so resourceful that no matter what you are feeling today, no matter what you're feeling, there's more. There's more good than we can handle in us. There's more strength than we know we have. And these aren't just sayings. I have lived through one situation after another, to wake up one day and say, wow, I can handle life. I used to hold on to certain things, thought I would, and probably I would. And there are certain things that I say now that, wow, if that happens, I don't know if I can handle it. But what I answer myself with, instead of letting that fear run my life and show up everywhere in my mind and in conversations and everywhere I go, I say, wow, if God wants me to see that, or if I chose to see that, or both, I will do my best, even if it's just minute to minute. I don't know if I'll have all the answers. People write me and want answers. They don't want to be depressed anymore. They want God to answer them on their time. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. We're not here to get what we want. We're here to work towards what we want. And when we stand back and say, I don't have this and I don't have that, even at the lowest of the low, in this journey, and there were some times I couldn't believe was happening to me, and I knew it was because I saw Christ. I knew that I had to learn what that felt like, and I did not know how to deal with it. And until today, that compassion is so powerful in me that whatever anyone's done for me, I pay it forward, because I know what it means to them to receive that. And I will die doing that, because I didn't take my lesson and throw it out the window. Learn. Look back in your life and see how strong you were. Go back to that five-year-old that somebody, you know, wanted to beat up at school, or whose parents screamed at or whatever, and say, hey, look at how I dealt with that. I was only five. Look at how I dealt with that. Look at how I dealt with things at 10 years old. How did I know to do that instead of this happened to me and that happened to me and I dealt with this and I've been through a lot? I've got news for everyone. We've all been through a lot. Some people had great childhoods and crazy marriages. Some people had awful childhoods and have better adulthoods, but they're still in the childhood. Whatever it is that you feel is holding down your ankles and pulling you back, bend over, take the fingers off your ankles and let those hands go, and start walking forward. Just do it and then feel it and then understand it. You know, when they say fake it till you make it, behave in a way that tells your mind you're okay. Because we can wake up, I can erase many weeks out of my life by waking up and saying, oh, well, look at, I started and I went and put that show on the wrong day, and I could be having the rest of a kind of not exciting, very uneventful week in my life. And I could have laid on top of it, look, I'm not there yet. I haven't done this yet. I haven't done that yet. But because I don't think that way anymore, I actually don't think that way anymore. I had an appointment on Friday after the show, a man who books international speakers. Loved the man. Great man. Talked to me. Everything I said to him, he's like, gosh, that's exactly what makes a speaker, and that's what, you know, making me feel good, telling me I'm on the right track, blah, blah, blah. At the end of it, says to me, but I'm booked. I can't take another client. And my heart didn't sink. I felt sad because in my gut, I thought, not only did I say the right things to him, but he also said the right things to me that made me feel safe. But instead of feeling rejected because I wrote it off, he said, don't write me off yet. So you never know what's going on with him. But I immediately said, if you're the guy, because I know where I'm going, know who I'm taking with me. I'm searching for that. The empowerment that filled that conversation was two adults who do what they do, trying to figure out how to make it work in our world, instead of me feeling like I was on an interview and I was either good enough or bad enough to be considered. It's how I took it. I got excited about it. I was happy about talking. And the one most common thing that people have said to me, and it happened to me 7 or 8 times just in the last week, I want to say from the middle of last week until now, was that I just want to spend a day or two or three with you. And that man was one of them. And all I thought was, time yet, God. I know you tell me keep yourself busy until, but it must not be time yet. Or it would have been ready. It's not ripe yet. But the one thing everyone kept saying to me was, I just want to spend a few days with you. And it included one of my children. And so I thought, well, if that man wanted to spend that much time with me, and if my own child wanted to spend that much time with me, imagine somebody hearing this for the first time. So instead of letting myself sink and say nothing ever works out for me, which is, I've done it and gotten quiet for quite some time and felt like, well, I do know what my passion is, God. Nothing's happening. There was a lot happening. And if we look, we can see it. We're just so impatient. We're so impatient with God. We're so impatient with ourselves. I've been doing this for 17 years. You want to talk about patience coming and going. But I learned to trust. Every day I just do. I don't even want to call this work. I do this. Because I don't know who else to be. Imagine trusting so much that you find your passion. You honestly don't know who else to be. And you might not be so good at business. And you might not be so good at all the parts of it. But the part that's yours is yours. Point in my life. It's not that I don't have a choice. It's just, I have had to make an agreement with myself that this is what I know, and no matter what I have to do it, no matter what, I'm going to wake up every day and do it, because at the end of the day, that's when I feel fulfilled, no matter what comes and goes. Money comes and goes. People come and go. My life comes and goes. Where I live came and went. You know, all this stuff came and went. And I'm still here doing it. It's the one constant in my life. It is the driver in my life. It's what's behind my life. Sometimes going home and just staying indoors and saying, God, I'm depressed and I don't know how to come out of it and I feel so upset. Doing all of that. walking down the street, somebody looking at you and smiling lifts you. And then you say, God, I'm so glad I walked out. It might not pull you out of the depression right there and then, but it starts the process. Depression is not a switch, but it's a call to action for your emotions, for your passion that's fighting for you, that's scratching at the wall saying, please pay attention to me. Just like you're trying to get from the world, your passion is trying to get that from you. No one else that wall. Or scratch that surface and get through to the other side, but you. We want so much back, but we want it before we've done the work. I'm going to say it one more time. We want so much back. And when we want it before we've done the work, that's when we're going to feel lopsided. We're going to feel off. We're not going to feel in our element. Know the difference between being upset and being depressed. Depression do with you and your passion and how you deal with sadness, how you deal with conflict, how you deal with things that come at you. That's depression. Sometimes we're just lonely and we call it depression. Sometimes we're hurt and we call it depression, but really we're hurt or we're lonely. And to know that difference, to do the worst case scenario and say to yourself, you know what? If the worst thing that I know just happened to me, if the worst thing I know just happened to me, I'm going to make it to the other side because I've done that for my lifetime. Look what I did when I was 5 instead of look what happened to me when I was 5. Look what I did in that first relationship that blew up instead of look what someone did to me. Turn it around. Force your mind and your heart to stand up for you so that you learn how to do it yourself. And know that no matter what comes at you, you have the tools. Because you do have the tools. You guys, I love you so very much. It's already over. I will see you tomorrow.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.